This community update was brought to you by YouRadio. With the world becoming increasingly busy, it is becoming even trickier to stand out online. Volunteer Manitoba notes that this is especially true for nonprofits that may not have the time or resources to dedicate efforts to an online and social media presence. Executive Director Ashley Seymour says that many nonprofits are still struggling to fully rebound from the pandemic.
You know, we're seeing some improvement. Folks are getting more comfortable getting back into volunteering, but we're not at the level that we would hope to see. There's still lots of vacant positions.
In response, Volunteer Manitoba has been launching a series of new workshops focused on volunteer management, board governance, and technology. Seymour emphasizes that tech adoption has become essential.
And so we really wanted to be responsive to the needs that we're hearing and seeing in the community. And so, yeah, we're excited to pilot a few new offerings, really focusing on like your website, social media content development, because we know nonprofits need to be out there in the digital world. That's how we find everything and everybody these days. So it's important to stay relevant and current with that stuff.
One emerging area is artificial intelligence.
Folks are unsure and unsure whether they should use it or shouldn't use it. And yeah, there's just like a lot of uncertainty around it still. So just really trying to help people, you know, navigate that journey, understand it better, and how it can benefit their work, but also being responsible about the use.
To address those questions, Volunteer Manitoba has partnered with experts like Josefina Bailota, a digital strategist and facilitator.
Think about AI as a little sandwich, right? It's like human, AI, human. AI is not going to replace you. A person who is using AI might replace you, right? That's something to consider, because that's one of the biggest myths around. Like, it's something new, I don't know it. Apparently something really good and it could replace me. No, someone who is using AI and is more effective on their time and cost and efficiency, yes, might.
Bailota encourages nonprofits to begin experimenting with practical applications, such as drafting emails, brainstorming social media posts, or creating events online. However, she says one thing she has noticed is how the nonprofit sector has been slow to adopt new technologies.
Technology moves really quickly, right? Like way too fast. Once the next day that we wake up, there's like 10 other new tools that you can start using it. But it's not about the technology. The digital transformation is more about the leaderships, right? That they're taking a little bit more slow to think about it, or they don't want to get into that path, right?
Bailota notes that conversations about AI always circle back to ethics. She points out that while AI carries risks such as bias and misinformation, the potential that AI could have for the nonprofit sector is something that should be considered.
We're questioning about the ethical use of AI, but would it be non-ethical to not be using a tool that could give you time, that could give you more resources, and could give you, could help you to get more money, right? So it's like shifting the ethical, like why we're not using this when it's actually been beneficial if we use and if we understand what are we using it for.
The future of AI, Bailota compares the moment to the Industrial Revolution, saying that despite fears of an AI bubble popping, she believes some tools are here to stay. Volunteer Manitoba's Ashley Seymour says it has been fascinating watching different organizations respond to the AI and the workshops that have already been held, and says Volunteer Manitoba looks forward to providing more AI workshops in the future.
It's interesting. Some organizations are just full steam ahead and are ready to use it, whereas others are, yeah, treading a little more cautiously. And then there's everybody in between those two extremes. And so it's, yeah, been a journey for sure. And it's going to be interesting to watch it unfold over the coming years.
Volunteer Manitoba is continuing its efforts to support nonprofits in the ever-evolving tech field. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.